199 of the 200 laps. Congratulations. How much fun was that?
A lot of fun when you get a car this fast. The Shell Penske Mustang, man, just so great to get in victory lane. All our sponsors, everyone stuck with us to get a win. Feels nice. It's been a while. Like I said, I wish it was for points, but $1 million is still a lot of money, and I feel great about that.
Your thoughts on the option tire and able to go 100 laps on that. Did you think you had a shot at pulling that off?
Well, we did the first 100, so why wouldn't it last the second 100? That was kind of our thought. So definitely an aggressive strategy, but worked out good.
Finally, Roger Penske put a car on the pole with Scott McLaughlin at Indianapolis. Now you give the win. Pretty good day for Team Penske today, I would say, as well.
You said it. Not a bad day.
Not a bad day at all. That is Joey Logano. He is anxious to get back in that car because Hudson is getting ready. His son is getting ready to take a ride on the lift into victory lane here at North Wilkesboro.
And enjoy every second of it. $1 million payday for Joey Logano, a two-time winner of the NASCAR All-Star Race. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
We have celebrations in victory lane. We have fights going on in the pit area. Welcome back to the All-Star Race. Live on the Motor Racing Network as Joey Logano takes his car to victory lane. We go to pit road where a fight just broke out a moment ago.
It certainly did, Jeff. Back in the garage area, Kyle Busch made his way after exiting the vehicle. And as you guys alluded to it earlier in the race, and he even told us in that after the care center, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was there. The two got in an altercation after Kyle began to talk to Ricky. And then there was some pushing and shoving, and it all calamity broke loose. Crew chief for Kyle Busch, Randall Burnett, was here saying the message was sent when he parked the car in the pits in front of our stall. Not sure what that was about, but right now it's dissipated. Kyle has been taken to the back of his race hauler, but right now a lot of people just a little bit tempered here at the All-Star Race. We saw it at lap six, and it's boiled over here tonight.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. landed a solid right hook across the right or left side of the face of Kyle Busch, and then the crew members began fighting as well. But Ricky Stenhouse Jr. got his money's worth on that one.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of 1989. Rusty Wallace, Darrell Waltrip, the crews go at it. Rusty, that looks familiar.
That's what happens in these races. I mean, when there's no points, it's all this money. Man, you got a lot of tension out there. And you could see those guys were really mad at each other, and it was going to happen.
Let's go back down to pit lane to Steve Post.
Denny Hamlin down here leading up against the Mavis Toyota. Denny, a second place run. Just kind of assess how your day went here, how your night went here at North Wilkesboro.
It went really well. I had my chance. You know, I would have been really tough to get around the 22 without really just knocking them out of the way. But I probably, maybe could have, would have, should have, but I thought I'd have a little more time, and certainly thought that the tires would fall off a little bit more to give us a good advantage late in a run. But it just, you know, we just kept hanging on there to have that many laps on these soft tires and still run, I think, on the last lap, 1860. It was it's incredible that, you know, how well the tires hold up. So hopefully we learned something, and, you know, certainly coming to second doesn't, I don't think it pays anything. So we just at least had some fun today.
Had some fun today. Got a couple hundred laps here at this historic racetrack. That's Denny Hamlin, a second place finish.
All right, let's get right back to Chris Wilner. Chris?
Yeah, I'm here with Kyle's crew chief, Randall Burnett. Randall, just describe the scene. What happened after this one? How do you put this one into words when Kyle comes over here and you see Ricky standing here ready to go?
I don't really have much to say about it. I think actions on the track said enough. So,
is it frustrating as a crew chief to see this happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's what it is. They had a disagreement, and they want to come over and talk about it and settle like men and let them do it. Like, it's what it is.
All right, I appreciate your time. That's Randall Burnett, guys. Obviously frustrated. They continue to have Kyle in the back of the hauler here, but the scene has dissipated as of now, but you can hear the frustrations from Randall Burnett.
I agree. And, you know, I love Randall Burnett's discussion on that. Let them settle it like men, and they did just that. Back to pit lane and Steve Post.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney down here holding court with some reporters there as he breaks down his run from the back of the pack. We talked to him before the race, started in the 17th spot, come up here and finished in position number 12 down here, driving that Menards Ford. And Ryan, 17th up to the 5th spot. Kind of describe the way this race unfolded for you here this evening.
Yeah, it was all right race. You know, we knew we had to be creative to kind of get up through there, and we did a good job in the first caution when a lot of guys came and put yellows on. We you know, left the reds on, and that's how we got our track position. And then we had to leave them on for the end, and actually held on all right. But I lost. I didn't get a very good restart there on the front row, and then I about spun out into one, and that lost me second and lost me third, and then I'm just trying to make it back up. I thought I probably could have run about third, but overall, not a bad night from where we started.
Not a bad night. Started 17th and finished in position number five. Chris Buescher down here. Chris coming away with a third-place finish. Chris, third-place run here. What'd you learn about your car? What'd you learn about North Wilkesboro and these tires here tonight at this racetrack?
Yeah, we stayed on reds all night, so that worked out pretty good for us, but really proud of our team. Friday wasn't very good, to be straight up about it, and they worked really hard and pulled some strings, hit some buttons, and got us a whole lot better for tonight. So I was proud of that, bring our Fastenal Mustang home third. You know, felt like we had a decent shot at there and was able to pace 22 pretty good, but you know, there at the end, just took too long to get around the five car, and you know, really didn't have sight of the leaders at that point. So at the end of the night, good day. It's just it's a good night on a night where only one position matters. So proud of the group. It's good. Just keep our momentum up, and we'll go into the 600 and go win us one.
You mentioned that momentum. How important is that, and how do you feel about the 600 next week on an intermediate track where you've been so good over the last couple of months?
Yeah, I'm pumped for it. That was a track that was really good for us last year. Got a wet laps, got a stage win at a time of the year where we hadn't hit our stride. So that's that speaks volumes for us going into it. So I'm pumped. You know, momentum is it's just a product of running good and being on our game, and our team's done a fantastic job. So again, couldn't be more proud of them. You know, tonight wanted two more, but this is a heck of a way to lead us right into the 600 next weekend.
I love it. Momentum is a product of running good, and Chris Buescher sure is running good. Third place finish here tonight.
Yeah, great run by Chris Buescher. Right now, we've got fireworks popping off behind turn number two. We had fireworks on the racetrack, and we had fireworks in the garage area. What a night. The All-Star Race is in the books, and here's how they wrapped it up. Presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane, just like Joey Logano. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
Joey Logano, the winner of the All-Star Race. Denny Hamlin was second. Chris Buescher finished third, and Kyle Larson fourth. Ryan Blaney was fifth. Bubba Wallace sixth. Ross Chastain was seventh, and Chase Elliott eighth. Michael McDowell ninth, and Kyle Busch tenth.
Noah Gregson finishes the night 11th. Martin Truex 12th. Ty Gibbs 13th. Tyler Reddick was 14th. Daniel Suarez was 15th. Brad Keselowski 16th. Christopher Bell 17th. AJ Allmendinger 18th. William Byron 19th. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he may have only run two laps and finished 20th, but he becomes a story in this one for sure.
And he may become a fan favorite in this one, however this may play out after this one's over, after a fisticuffs in the garage area. He was waiting at the back of the hauler for Kyle Busch, like he said he was going to do when we heard from him when he came out of the infield care center. Said he was going to wait for him and talk to him after the race. They talked for sure, but it didn't last long with words before the fist started flying.
Yeah, that right-hand haymaker that came from downtown from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. connecting with Kyle Busch. We'll see if we can get a word with Ricky. We're trying to track him down. We don't expect to hear from Kyle Busch. But Rusty Wallace, like you said, All-Star Race. There's only one thing to keep in mind. I think we'll get to you here in just a second. We understand that we may be able to catch up with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Again, if you're just joining us, involved in the altercation on the track on lap two, and then after the race, down in the garage area, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch coming to blows. Let's see if we can hear from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. right now, Chris.
Yeah, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., already in street clothes. You were a man of your word. You told us you were going to wait for him, but at what point did talking turn into some physicality?
Just, you know, when he kept saying I wrecked him and I didn't touch him until, you know, he hit the fence. He got, you know, when I went in the middle, he got too high and, you know, he got up in the wall and then came off and hit me and then, you know, wrecked me, you know, back when we got in turn one and two. So, you know, I felt like he's kind of ran his mouth a lot about me in the past and, that probably kind of weighed in a little bit. And then, being stuck in here in North Wilkesboro, not having a tunnel to get out, I generally would be home already. So, just a really terrible way for us to end our night, I felt like a car capable of running well and trying to learn something. We've struggled on short tracks, so we wanted to use this run as a test session and really work on our race car. And I think we were better on Friday, and I wanted to go battle those guys tonight, and we just weren't able to do that.
The message sent, is it end here, or is there more, you think?
I don't know. I kind of still feel like I owe him something, so we'll see. But,
right.
Charlotte's a great racetrack for us. We've ran really, really strong there. And, I think this doesn't, hamper our vision of going there and running strong and having a top 10 run.
All right. Appreciate your time. Ricky Senhouse Jr., guys.
Yeah. You can tell he feels a little bit better just by the tone of his voice after exacting a little bit of revenge on Kyle Busch. Now time to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race, presented by Xfinity. Rusty Wallace, what do you think?
I tell you what, I generally pick a driver, but this time I got to pick a team, and I got to pick Team Penske. Those guys have been on their game. They're on the front row for the Indianapolis 500, like you mentioned earlier, Alex, but for have Joe Illigano get on the front row this race and dominate this thing throughout the day. That was a team effort. It just wasn't all the driver, and the driver will tell you that too. So this time, I'm going for Team Penske.
The Xfinity Reliable Performance goes to Team Penske. Just like Team Penske, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
It is the open-air, second-level Victory Lane where Joey Logano and Team Penske are celebrating right now. They take the lift all the way to the top, and then they celebrate. It's all over from here. Our friends from Performance Racing Network, Doug Rice and the crew, up next, the Coca-Cola 600.
It's going to be a great one. One of the crown jewel races on the NASCAR calendar. We'll have the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series and ARCA Menards Series race from Charlotte Motor Speedway right here on MRN on Friday night before we hand things over to Doug and everybody at PRN. The All-Star Race, Jeff, never disappoints. Even though Logano dominated this thing, we had an awful lot to talk about throughout the running of the race.
Going to have a lot to talk about after that one, too. I know we will, Alex. Everybody enjoy the Memorial Day weekend coming up. Be safe. We'll see you soon. Our All-Star crew here includes Steve Fridley. He is our broadcast engineer. Craig Moore is our audio engineer. All-Star producer, that's Ryan Horn. Those that worked for you out on pit road, Steve Post and Chris Wilner. Dave Moody had the action for you covered over in turn number 4. Rusty Wallace, our NASCAR Hall of Famer, thank you very much. Now for my broadcast partner, his name is Alex Hayden. My name is Jeff Striegel. We congratulate Joey Logano, now a 2-time All-Star winner. Joey Logano has won the 40th running of the NASCAR All-Star Race.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the NASCAR All-Star Race has come to you from North Wilkesboro Speedway. Brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Napa, brake quieter with Napa Silent Guard. By eBay Motors, burn rubber, not cash. By shopping on eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. By Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By BetterHelp Online Therapy. Get 10% off your first month today at betterhelp.com/racingradio. By Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by North Wilkesboro Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Ryan Horn, associate producer Pat Chagers, broadcast engineer Steve Fridley, studio engineer Andy Penchek. Audio engineer, Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network. So tight under that porch light.
Sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies,
3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And you sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
just about as nice as it gets. Isn't that wonderful? John Gleason with you as we continue. Smokey and the Bandit premiered this day, 1977. One of my favorite films. It always was. Burt Reynolds was promised a Trans Am if the movie became a hit, and of course it did. He did. The Trans Am became one of the hottest selling cars of the year, but he never got the promised car. You see, when he called Pontiac after the film became a hit, he was told the executive who made that promise had retired and the new guy refused to honor the deal. He had to go out and buy his own. That's what the story there. That was the story of the car. What about the story of the song? The song that, well, somebody, if they had had their vote, wouldn't have been in Smokey and the Bandit. And that's coming up in the next half hour.
Get the most important woman in your life a 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet for $1,650. Set in 14-carat gold. Founded by a family of diamond experts for 3 generations. CleanOrigin.com offers hard-to-beat pricing for lab-grown diamonds. Get 10% off when you use code RADIO10 at CleanOrigin.com or one of our 6 store locations.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having with your brother, about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin, the polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're gonna talk about your clothes. You know talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me. We talk about your dreams and we talk about your schemes, your high school team and your moisturizer cream. We talk about your Nana up in Muncie, Indiana. We talk about your grandma down in Alabama. We talk about your guys of every shape and size, the ones that you despise and the ones you idolize. We talk about your heart, about your brains and your smarts and your medical charts and when you start. You know talking about you makes me grin. But every now and then, I wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. 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 Wanna talk about I. Wanna talk about number one. Oh my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, you, usually. But occasionally, I wanna talk about me. I wanna talk about me.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Everything in it, keep the diamond ring, cause that's how I meant it. Sticks and stones are all they ever were to me. This material life with all its value don't mean a thing to me without you. The love that we once had is all I need. Take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes us whole. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes round. Sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. Remember when we didn't have have a dime between us. You took my hand and said we don't need much. Just as long as we're together, we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Now you say we are through. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two. These sticks and stones may break me, but the words you said just tore my heart in two.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Usually, so neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Smith, Montgomery Gentry coming up. Talk about Smokey and the Bandit, premiered this day 1977. You know, the director, Hal Needham, asked Jerry Reed, who, of course, co-starred in the film, to write a theme song for the film. Told him all about it, what it was going to be. And Reed came up with the song Eastbound and Down in just a very, very short time. But when he began to play it for Needham, the director immediately stopped him. Stopped him before he could get too far. And Reed, of course, thought that Needham didn't like it. He offered to rewrite the number. At which point, the director said, "You change one note and I'll kill you." Of course, Eastbound and Down went on to become one of Jerry Reed's biggest hits. This is what we're going to have to be doing sometime this week, honoring Smokey and the Bandit. John Gleason with you. We got George Strait coming up. We're also going to hear from Kenny Chesney.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, lows in the upper 50s. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 70s. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 55. For Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75. For Tuesday night, scattered showers and storms, a low of 52. Wednesday, more showers and storms and 63. Currently, 63 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There've been street fights, blue lights, long
just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck, sometimes life sucks. That's all right, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stopped loving me. The bank man, the boss man, the law man, all trying to get their hands on me. And I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. Been waylaid, freight train, short chain, by bigger and badder men. But all I got to say is bring it on. Hard rain, rough roads, so my life goes. That's alright, I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stop.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune, some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool, walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool, cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down
into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Well, we got a couple hours down for a Sunday night. Going to take a break in the action, but we're coming back, I guarantee you. And when we do, we're going to hear from John Anderson.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. On a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man.
Your name is so loud in here I can't hear a thing, but I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Hooked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
That's right.
Gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. So loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Covered in sand, white jet trails across a blue sky, your ponytail showing off the sunshine. Like a postcard out of nowhere, you get to me, you give me that smile, and I'm somewhere, somewhere sunny. Take much for you to move me, just the way you're leaning into me. It's a holiday when we're together. I wanna stay with you forever. Somewhere, somewhere sunny and 75. You and me on the beach chair. Yeah, I'm so fast lane westbound. You feel like the windows roll down. I can't wait until we get there. Somewhere, somewhere sunny and 75. You and me on the beach chair. Yeah, I'm so there. Every time I look in your eyes, kissing.
bruised, I get cold and hot. Think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong, alright. I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light. It must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
To her, it's a broken heart, but the moving on is the hardest part. It comes in waves, the letting go, but the memory fades. Everybody knows, everybody knows. What if I'm trying?